Unit 2. Culture. Exercise 2. Punk culture.
The punk movement of the 1970s is often described as a youth fashion and music movement. But punks were making more than a fashion statement. At the heart of punk was the desire to change society and find an alternative lifestyle. It was characterized by free thinking and individual freedom. The punk movement started in the USA and the UK in the mid-1970s as a reaction to the political and economic situation at the time. In the UK, unemployment was high and many young working-class people didn't have jobs. The future looked hopeless for them, and many of them became disillusioned. They wanted to rebel, and they expressed their feelings through a new identity, punk. Punks used their appearance to express this identity and to shock people. One important value was their DIY, do-it-yourself ethic. Punks created and made their own clothes. These were unconventional and untidy. Ripped clothes, sleeveless t-shirts with slogans, leather jackets with metal studs, and tight jeans with a lot of zips, and dresses made out of black bin bags. Punks' hairstyles were spiky and colourful. Mohicans were very popular too. Punks wore everyday items like chains and padlocks as jewellery. Piercings were also fashionable, particularly in the eyebrows, nose and lips. Music was another fundamental element of this new identity. Punk music was typically very loud and angry. In the same way punks avoided mainstream fashion, punk bands produced their records themselves, or with small independent music companies. The lyrics were usually short and direct, and instead of singing them, punks shouted. These musicians attacked anything traditional or conventional. Popular culture, music, figures of authority. There are still punks in some countries with the same appearance as those in the 1970s. However, in Britain, punk fashion and music has become a part of mainstream culture. What about punk ideology? With the development of the internet and social media, youth cultures have moved online. Punk values of freedom, gender equality, and their DIY ethic have not disappeared. They have just changed form.